Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As NATO renews its commitment to one day welcome Ukraine as a member, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls a more urgent request, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union countries are inching towards a deal this week on a price cap on Russian oil, a way to adjust the cap in future, and on linking it to a package of new sanctions against Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine, diplomats said on Tuesday. The price cap, a softer measure proposed by the Group of Seven Nations, is supposed to replace the tougher EU plan to protect global supply and prevent a price surge. But right now there's disagreement among the 27 EU countries on the level of the cap. A Pentagon report warns that China continues to rapidly modernize its nuclear force and is on track to have 1,500 active warheads by the year 2035.
The challenge here is the more proliferation there is, the more concerning it is, the more destabilizing to the region it is.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, China has already stated its goal to have a military powerful enough to be able to take Taiwan by force, if necessary. This